In GI cancers, we do have situations where agents are used that, have modest benefits, but enough so that doctors and patients look to use them. I think about TAS-102 and regorafenib, for example, metastatic colorectal cancer, certainly very far from a home run, but relatively well tolerated and give you a little bit of benefit. Can you talk about the clinical trial data with NALIRI-5-FU-leucovorin? What the trial was, what was seen.
So that was the NAPOLI-1 trial, and that was an international study. We actually performed at our institution the original single-arm phase 2 study that led to the big phase 3 trial, and that actually went on worldwide. And that was for patients specifically after progressing on gemcitabine-based therapy. So this was really the first randomized study that led to an FDA-approved drug specifically in that second-line setting. And it included as the control arm just 5-FU-leucovorin by itself. And one could argue whether that alone is sort of adequate as a control arm, but there's not really a standardized control arm in that second-line setting. Then a second arm included just single-agent nanoliposomal irinotecan. But the study ultimately included then a third arm, which became sort of the study arm of the 5-FU, infusional 5-FU biweekly plus leucovorin plus NALIRI. And that arm, compared to the control arm of just 5-FU-leucovorin, did show significant improvements in terms of response, progression-free survival, overall survival. And the absolute improvement in median overall survival was about 2 months or so. And so, yes, that led to that particular combination being the first FDA-approved regimen for the second-line setting.
So, what happened when the man received that therapy?
So it produced disease stabilization for the first couple of months. By month 4, he was getting increasingly beat up from treatment, and scans at that point did show further disease progression. That's fairly typical in terms of what you'll see with this second-line regimen. I think in the original NAPOLI study, the median progression-free survival was just upwards of 3 months or so. So you have some folks who do actually quite well and can stay on even for longer than that, but this gentleman's experience was fairly common. And as you might expect for a slightly frailer, pretreated patient population, you really have to watch out for toxicities and dehydration and GI side effects and cytopenias and things.